Hi, Oren. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I've been carrying on for too long. Your turn.
Okay, well, thanks for taking my call, Dr. Wright. Fortunately, I'm one of the 100 you talked about. That answer you gave Terry just before the break is exactly what I was looking at or looking for.
Aha, good.
But I did have one question, as long as I have you on air. Is factor 5, could you explain a little bit about that to me, or is that a real thing, or...
I'm not sure, sir. That's one I hadn't heard of, and I like to learn stuff, so anything you can tell me about it, please do.
Well, my wife had said some small TAs went to the hospital, and she had her right carotid artery was plugged at 97%, and they did surgery on her. But one of the tests that they did on her was for factor 5, something to do with blood clotting, a genetic disease. Is that possible?
Oh, okay. Yes, that is possible, sir. Now, what you probably also heard us... talking about are two things that really help against blood clotting that are totally natural and can't hurt anything. One of them is that stuff called natokinase, N-A-T-T-O-K-I-N-A-S-E. It's now in all the natural food stores, and it definitely has one focus in its short life, and that is eating clots, and eating them safely, too. I actually got a letter from a woman who had a clot starting in her ankle and went all the way up to her groin. She was told she had to be on blood thinners for the rest of her life. She read about the natokinase. She took it every 4 hours, and if she happened to get up in the middle of the night, she took it then too. And she wrote a nice letter to us, and that letter said, gee whiz golly, after 6 months of doing that, the clot is totally gone, and I'd had it for years. So anyway, natokinase can be very effective, but you got to keep taking it regular to get things to get clots eaten up. It literally does eat them. But the other thing, then, is working with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to do either the platelet stickiness test called platelet aggregation, which the University of Washington does, or the blood viscosity test, which checks thickness of the blood, which has to do, again, with too much thickness, too much arterial clog, and there we go. And then... those we adjust our dose of fish oil according to our gender, that's number one, and according to how much it takes to get those little platelets slippery so they're not going to clot on me again. There you go, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate your service, Dr.
Well, thank you for calling, sir, and that's very kind of you.